I'm Sheena.
I'm Leah.
And I'm Pierre.
Welcome to our podcast, Reality Notes. Join us weekly as we dissect and analyze the world of celebrity pop culture and provide our POV with a down under lens. Think Ariana instead of Ariana.
From Vanderpump Rules recaps to the latest pop culture roundups, or discussing very important topics such as, is Jacob Elordi Princess Diana coded? You can count on us to provide our unfiltered but very enthusiastic take as we explore the intersections of celebrity culture and society.
Whether you're a pop culture aficionado or just curious about buzzworthy moments, we promise to provide you with a fresh perspective and sometimes witty banter.
Let's go.
All right, and we're back. We are back for another recap of Vanderpump Rules, episode 6, yes. Season 11. So we should probably introduce ourselves again. For those of you who don't know,
I'm Leah. So I'm Sheena.
I am Pierre.
Did you understand the title of that episode?
I mean, yes. Yeah, straight into it. What was the title? Sorry.
Saw it on the gram.
No, but saw it on the gram. Oh. But it only works with American accents.
I understand
that it's like you've seen it on Instagram.
But it's for Sheena's photo. That's what it's about, I'm assuming. Yeah,
It's because she was on the gram. Hold on. Like,
do you mean that it's finally all about Sheena?
No, she won't tell you that because she doesn't think it's ever about her. Even her birthday, even her wedding.
That was my favorite.
Okay, wait. No. Let's just go from the top because otherwise we get to...
I thought we were on. That's why.
Yeah. We're on. But, like, I mean, as in, like, let's take it through the episode in chronological order.
Oh, we can't even talk about your favorite part.
Like... You can't. We'll save it to then.
Boring teacher, chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3. What?
We can start with a favorite part. We can do that. So, yeah, your favorite part.
I don't have a favorite moment. That's really that moment where Sheena is like, what can never be just about me?
And
she gave me Sandoval vibe there. Like, I was like, you're delusional. And you can see, like, Lala is like, let's just switch to the rest. I don't know if it was that part or if it was the look she gave Graham when the dog jumped on the bed.
Yeah, that was.
I didn't even notice that.
Oh, man, you have to rewatch it. It's so good.
She's sitting in bed and Lala comes in and joins her and then Graham, eats and jumps on the bed. Sheena is like, it's like a look of disgust.
Yeah,
exactly. Shock. She's like, but also... She's aware that there's cameras around.
Yeah.
So she's trying hard not to be so disgusted by this animal that's on her bed.
But anyway, that was my favorite part.
Sheena, what was your favorite part?
It has to be the fight between Lala and Sandoval. That was amazing.
It was so good.
Lala's back, baby.
She's trying hard to let go of that anger, but.
That made me a bit sad, actually.
No.
Because that made her cry, you know? Like, she cried for that.
Flower cries all the time.
Yeah, she's really emotional this season.
She cries. You need to pay attention to you. She is crying.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, a lot. This moment, it just kind of hit me, and I was like, feeling sorry for her.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Favorite moment.
Yeah, what was yours?
Do you know what my favorite moment was? And it's like a favorite moment because I find it funny, but I also find it so cringeworthy. Is what? Schwartz trying to pick up the stew on the boat?
Oh, what the
Stop talking.
And he ended up...
she's trying to be so polite. Mm. And I mean, I suppose he's 40, but she, I mean, I don't think.
But he's within 24 years old right now, so, you know.
No, but she didn't seem young. Like, she felt,
felt his age.
At all.
Because he was probably so Schwartzy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
he was kind of charming, you know, when he jumped on the boat and, hey, I'm Tom. And like, that reminded me when he arrived in Summer House and that episode, and like, hey, I'm Tom, and start
talking to everybody. Summer House? Or Winter House?
Summer House. Remember, he comes to the house.
Schwartz goes to Summer House.
Yeah, with Kelly and with Stassi and Bo.
Oh, wait, what?
Season 3.
Yeah, season 3. It's a great episode. Two episodes.
Okay, actually. I need to watch
it. He goes to hospital because his ass is bleeding.
Like asshole? Like,
his asshole. Yeah. He has fissures. And it was about to Mexico. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
so
it's so funny.
Too much.
Wow.
Anyway,
I was gonna say, was he sitting on cold concrete or something? How did he get that at school?
He literally got tourista, you know, it's like when you drink the water.
Oh my gosh, that was really funny.
Yeah.
So that was your favorite scene, your favorite part was when he was trying to pick up the stew.
I mean, it was just I think the funniest slash cringeworthy moment. I loved the fight. I found it very entertaining, the fight between Sandball and Lala. But more of it might come to me as we go through the notes. So let's take it from the top.
Let's do it.
The roundup. Okay, so now we know that the notebook that Sandoval was writing in, when we saw that a few episodes ago, is his journal. It's his journal. Do you think that, because this crossed my mind, that he is thinking somebody's going to buy the movie rights to this? Like, I've got to keep it all.
I think it's more therapeutic, to be honest. Like, journal, you know, it's really being like to journal and just write down your soul and stuff.
Write down your soul?
No, but your soul. Your soul. Thought. No, journaling is really, really in. And I think it's more a way for him to show that he's on that path of redemption and healing, you know?
It's definitely journaling is there as a therapeutic practice for lots of people, for lots of like normal people. But I'm just saying, do you think in Tom Sandoval's mind, does he think, because, okay, when I was, you know, a teenager and journaling, somewhere in my mind, and I don't know if this is just the narcissist within me coming out, but somewhere in my mind, I was like, when I'm famous and somebody's reading my journal, they're going to find this hilarious. Like, it was definitely not just for me. I was writing for an audience.
I've never done that. What goes through my mind is, you did. I go through like the whole thinking of like, oh, I can't wait to read this when I'm older, when I'm old, like old and gray, or my child reads it or something when I'm
We don't want to get to that place of debauchery.
Mine from my teenage years is just Boys. Boy crazy. So the journal. I want to know what was blurred out. Did you see?
It must have been like something about Rachel, or
that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Or something.
Because there's two parts. There's two parts blurred out. There's two line, and after it goes back again about the Shina Airport stuff, and after there's three more lines. So I don't know if it's Rachel or if it's something with production.
Could be. Because why would they block out stuff?
If it was Rachel, they would have left Rachel somewhere and blurred all the rest. But
So then it's in the roundup when Hippie jumps on the bed with Sheena and Lala. They talk about Tom sending Sheena that money back in the pandemic.
Yeah.
Which just seems like typical Tom.
Well, I mean, typical Tom. Like, I think it's pretty nice of him.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you know, he paying for James' wedding.
Yeah, and
That was performative, the engagement thing. Mm. But I don't think this was, because obviously it wasn't on TV. Also, Kristen Doty said that Tom actually Venmo'd her money when they weren't together, this was like years later, when she wasn't on the main cast, you know how she got like bumped a bit?
Yeah.
She only got a day rate.
Okay.
And so what happened, there was this scene and she was getting paid, well, you know, they filmed for the whole day. And then in the edit, it was basically like, she carried the whole episode, essentially. Mm-hmm. As she does, I feel like. She's carried the whole series. But apparently he transferred her like $2,000 or something, and she thought it was a mistake because he didn't say anything. And so she was like, oh, like transferred it back to him thinking, sorry, like, you know, like that must have been a mistake. And he was like, no, like that was for you. Because he got more money for this episode than she did, and he was in it for like 5 seconds.
Oh, wow.
So he does do things like that, I think.
You see,
out of the goodness of his heart.
That's where I feel that it's the stuff we send over, like, he is who he is, and we can see like his character and how he's like the self-righteous guy, and that's just lying stuff and shit. And, I think he was an absolutely terrible boyfriend, that's for sure. But I think he's a really good friend to people. Gotta be honest. Like, I think that, his friend relationship, he really cares about it and he will go out of his way for them.
I think he also gets a kick out of doing that. Like, it's there's no part of him doing this that isn't partly self-serving. So he wouldn't do it if there wasn't something in it for him, or he just didn't get, you know, the rise or the buzz from doing that, whether it's on camera or not.
Yeah. I agree. But I think that's for most people, you know, like like if you're donating to a charity, you do it and you feel good.
Yeah, but look, when you say that, like, okay, so we can agree on the gem stuff, but what about the Sheena stuff? He could have, at any time when Sheena was like blasting him on this podcast, he could have been, well, I can't believe that I did that for her during pandemic and stuff, and now she does that to me. He never talked about that. She's the one who got it out.
Yeah, but it has come out.
But not from inside. No. It didn't come from him.
We don't know what conversations have gone on.
No, but it's not about conversation. It's about what he could have said, you know, when they went in that conflict and being like, well, I don't believe I've been such a good friend to her. Like, look what I did for her. He never said anything about it.
Yeah.
So he didn't make it public. She did.
Yes, let's move on. Ariana, the cocktail book. Her hair looks phenomenal.
Oh, my God,
hair. So good.
She looks like a million bucks.
A million.
Fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that photo shoot was done, when was, like, because the book's only, like, come out recently. So that photo shoot was done, like, back then.
Well, as per Tom's journal, it was the 15th of July 2023.
You're right.
So
it is
like that same weekend.
Do we want to touch on what was said in the journal? What was written in the journal?
It's not. It was
just basic bitch stuff, wasn't it? It was like,
Today was
the hardest day of filming. Yeah. I didn't actually write it down. I'm just trying to remember it. So it was the hardest day of filming. I only had 1 hour's sleep.
Yeah.
Sheena said hello to me at the airport.
Yeah, and then he said that he didn't have the most productive conversation with James.
I didn't have the best conversation, but it was productive.
It was, but okay, yeah. And then the next bit was blurred out. But it was just kind of like general, today.
Yeah, it's very like what I would write when I was, you know, 15 years old.
Yeah.
It's like, today I went to school and Michael asked me out.
We have
boyfriend and girlfriend. Anyway, yeah, so
the single as fuck cocktails.
Single AF, yeah.
Yeah.
You should buy the book.
Fuck no. Well, you can buy it if you want to, but like...
I want to make the cocktails.
I want to make Little Sister vibes.
Just just go on Reddit and Charlotte. Type Little Sister Vibes cocktail and you'll find it. Like,
yeah,
you
sure.
Don't need to worry. What strike me in that scene was like she's supposed to be so close to Katie. But Katie had no idea about what was going on with the book. Or, you know what I mean? I kind of feel that that would be a conversation you had with one of your friends, being like, oh, how's your cocktail book going? Oh, yeah, really well. We're going to do a photo shoot soon and stuff. And like, oh, you know, it's so funny because it's about my relationship. So we put out there's those stuff and I've got a cocktail that's called this, a cocktail that's called that. But it looks like Katie is absolutely discovering it there.
Do you reckon?
Is it actually just like she fakes not knowing about it so Ariana can go through it and show you some stuff?
Yeah, I think it was more of a friend.
But that's the stuff, yeah. Like, it gave me that vibe of like, they're not that really friends, you know?
Well, yeah, I still stand by what I said, like none of them would be in this situation, would be in this like dynamic if it wasn't for the show. Like, these people are not friends. Like, it does feel so manufactured.
And I almost feel that Katie, she's not like on Ariana's side. She's against Sandoval and that put her on Ariana's side.
Yeah.
Because they've got a big history together.
The boys hated Katie, each other.
Like, they hate each other with reason, because he was an absolute dick to her. Like, when she was married to Schwartz and like he was defending his friend who was shitty.
Like, Katie's hatred for Sandoval puts her now in a group with Ariana and not her affection for Ariana.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I got that feeling. And you can feel it. Like, the scenes they film together.
They're a bit filler, aren't they?
They're
like
so
super cringe, and they all feel like scripted, you know? You remember when we were talking about the Lyft driver conversation, for example, or like everything
feel a bit hard to watch those scenes, and I'm like, oh, here we go again.
My guess is this is about the time, I assume, that the producers had that come to Jesus moment that Alex Baskin had mentioned, because clearly Ariana wasn't playing ball, like, rightly so.
Yeah.
But it's like, also, it's like completely the Tom Sandoval show. So it's likely that the producers, maybe Tom was like, I won't sign on if I get a bad edit. So they're clearly giving him the best edit they can, and he's
and it's
playing.
A fucking
he's
hard work.
He's,
you don't make it easy for us, buddy.
He's playing ball. Ariana's not, and it's just all feeling bitsy. So
discombobulated,
disjointed. Yes, discombobulated.
What was
good
that word?
Discombobulated. I love that.
Can you repeat that?
Discombobulated.
Discombobulated.
That's good in your accent. Say it again.
Discombobulated.
Don't ask yourself.
What is it? Like, what?
Like, okay. Disjointed.
Like, disjointed.
Okay.
Been all over the shop, you know?
Oh my.
Yeah,
mind.
It is. Yeah. So do you think that as well? Like, I reckon after this, you know, point in time when they were filming, I reckon that's when they pulled everyone together and were like, come on guys, like, we either do this properly or we don't.
Yeah, I agree. Because then I think we have the beach scene
next week.
Coming up,
which Ariana is there for.
Do you think so? Because I think she refused to film with it.
But I think, don't we see that in the...
Yeah, she does, yeah.
She's there. And that's when James like draws the line and says, like, Team Ariana this side, Team Tom this side.
See, for example, James is a censor. James is like, oh, I'm Team Ariana. It's like, bro, she doesn't like you. Like, first of all, you've never been friends, the two of you. And, like, you're all in, like, oh, I'm team. When have they been friends? When
I don't
have
think
you
they've
seen
been
them?
Friends,
no.
Or they haven't ever been enemies. Like,
no,
just kind
no. That's what I mean. They haven't been enemies, because they haven't been friends either. Like, he would have, like, whereas he had a friendship with Tom. But again, if he's so betrayed by him, it doesn't put him on team. He's on team James, not on team Ariana.
Always.
You know? Yeah. And like, but it's the same stuff with Lala. Lala, she's not close. And other stuff as well. Like Ariana on the previous season, you can just see she's just not a nice person to anyone else. You know, she's not.
Mm.
She's Team Ariana from the get-go. And
so I think
ever.
I think Ariana's friends are not in this show though. Like, so she's got Brad, Logan, Meredith, not Janet. That's Kristen Doty's friend. But yeah, mainly like Brad, Logan, Meredith.
Brad and Logan.
I know Logan. Logan is the guy who hooked up with Jess.
No, that's another one.
Oh no, come on.
Yeah, there's two
there
Logans.
There are two Logans. One's his server and then one's
the... Oh, is that the one
one's
that
Tom, Tom
I unfollowed you on Instagram?
No, that's Jesse. Anyway,
that's Jesse. Anyway,
moving on.
So good at that.
Anyway, so then I found it so funny. Actually, this was another funny moment. And it's just a little clip. So they go back to, this is just prior to Shannon arriving for the yoga session. And Tom's doing push-ups, and it's like one, two, and then the doorbell rings. It's like,
that's enough.
That's
I also do that yesterday when he's walking to the room.
Oh, yeah.
At some point, he walked with his eyes like wide open, and it made me think of Ozzy Osbourne on his real TV show when he was completely always lost with his eyes like. Have you watched that show, Sheena?
No.
Ozzy Osbourne, that was on MTV.
Oh, like, I've seen clips of it years ago.
Oh, my God. Gives me that vibe of, like, completely lost up.
That is so funny. That stupid headband. He looks like he's about to, like, get, like, makeup done and put, like, the drag show or something, like, get ready for a drag show because, I don't understand what... He's had
so
too much Botox.
Out. He looks so washed. He does.
Yeah.
I don't know if he hasn't had a tan, or if he has had a tan and it's his lips, like everything just seems to all be the one shade.
He just slept for 1 hour. Like, that was really hard.
So then,
because he usually fake tans, so maybe he just hasn't been bothered.
It's giving depressed. So then we move on to the yoga session. With Shannon. Poor Shannon.
She was so awkward though.
When Tom, so she arrives and then Tom Fanbolt is explaining to her in like a very high level like what has just gone down. And you can tell that he's trying to make it like he's aware of his audience. He's aware of who he's speaking to and that she probably doesn't really care, and she's a bit like higher than this. She's a bit more evolved than this kind of drama, and so he's really trying to give like the PG version, and it's a struggle for him. You can tell that he's like,
it sounds
okay,
so
how
funny.
How do I explain this? So basically,
quickly, how do I quickly explain what happened?
Everyone hates me basically because I cheated.
But he's like, oh, I was dating this girl for 9 years. I'm like, I'm sorry, what? That's how you recall your relationship? I was dating this girl and I kind of had an affair with her best friend.
Well, what do you want him to say? Like, I was dating this woman.
I cheated on my partner.
He did say
like you're not dating when you're living together. I don't.
Oh, really?
No, de facto.
You're a partner.
Okay.
Yeah.
They were planning on having...
Well, de facto... De facto is actually papers that you sign. Like,
anywho, let's get into the semantics of it all. So, Sheena, this is interesting because they have the maps set up and Tom sits down and there's clearly a spare mat in between Lala and Ali.
Yeah.
And Sheena decides to sit next to Tom and then gets annoyed at Brock for not... Oh, also, the way that she looks at Brock when he comes in.
Yeah.
If looks could kill, Brock dead. Gone. Bye.
My
R.I.P.
God.
Brock.
Yeah.
But I just found it so interesting that she's like, it was clearly planned for her to sit next to Tom. That was
exactly.
clearly a thing that was, going down.
I didn't notice it when I first watched it. Mm. And then when I watched it for the second time, I was like, hang on. Like, I've rewound, played. I was
because
like,
Tom goes straight to...
They're all sitting on the mats,
They're all spare, essentially, at the start. Yeah. And then Tom goes straight down. He kind of just lies down. And then James and Ali and Lala, like, they just find their spots.
Yeah.
And then Sheena's kind of... She's almost waiting for everybody to choose where they sit, and then she decides. But then she...
Well, Brooke is late, so that mat was free for a long time. So you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, she could have just sat on there and being like, okay, next to him was this one there, I'm going to go there.
Yeah, but she also could have said, can you guys move down so Brooke can sit there together? But she went to the edges next to them.
But I think that's production work. But I feel
it was definitely
that, yeah, but that's the stuff as well is that her reaction seems real to me.
The way that she's so pissed off at Brooke.
Pissed off at Brooke, but as well when she realizes, I can't, you know, that's what's weird, and I don't think she's such a good actress, but it really feels like natural the way she looks desperate about, like, no fucking way, I'm going to touch him with my back. Like, you know.
I don't know. I feel like it was a bit overacted. It was a bit much.
I really saw some despair in her eyes and like in her facial expression. Yeah. Like she really looked like, as we say in French, prise au dépourvu, which is like just caught in the moment, you know, and just like doesn't really know what to do.
I think that her emotions are real. The way that she's feeling, the way that she's so upset at him. For putting her in this situation.
So from that scene, what do you think is going to happen in the next episode between Tom and her? Do you think that by the end of the season, they're going to be friends again?
Yeah. I think they'll be closer, for sure.
What about you, Sheena?
I think that they will, like, you know, they'll mend their relationship, but they will go back to, they won't go back to how it was.
Okay, so anything else to say from the yoga scene?
The meditation scene, yes. This is when I texted you guys that I actually had tears.
Oh, this is when you were crying.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know why it really got to me because I can't see your face for you, but I can hear you going. It was one particular moment where they asked, or the instructor asked them to imagine they will never see this person again. Like it's last time that you will see this person. And that really got me. I got really teary on that. And I think that his initial tear was real. And then it got a bit performative. Uh-huh. Like I could, you could actually see. I'll give him that.
I could see him. You know when you stare, stare long enough, you start to like tear up, or like you stare towards a light, and you're like, God, I could feel like he was doing that at some stage. Like, because Sheena was full on crying, and then he was really fighting to match her on that level. I feel.
I think the last thing I got from the yoga stuff was like when what's his name Schwartz talked about. I saw blue jays this morning. It was beautiful. Well, that's my story. Okay.
I feel like Schwartz is a very shallow breather. Like I feel like he's a very chest breather.
Just chest.
Like he's not breathing into his diaphragm.
Yeah.
He needed the meditation a lot. Because Lala was like, can I? I can't feel you breathing.
Yeah, are you breathing?
Yeah. Oh, and then Brooke starts crying when Sheena's crying.
Yeah, because they all like move back and watch Sheena and Sandoval.
It was so funny as well when you see when Sheena's like, yeah, why you didn't come with me three? Oh, we were already the three of us. And after he switched and he's sitting with Lala and Schwartz. Did you see that?
At the end, because they move over.
I think, you know, Sheena knows what makes good reality TV. So she's doing her job.
Yeah.
Like,
she's,
yeah,
she's
100%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
And when Tom says at the end of it, and he says, I know that this has been especially difficult for Sheena. It just, that just encapsulated everything.
Anyway, then we switch to that scene when she calls Ayana and Kitty.
Mm.
Well, I'm not Ayana and Kitty, but she calls Ayana and Kitty is always here. Doesn't that give you vibe of that Ayana Kitty dynamic? Is that gives
that's,
me
that,
vibe of like
later.
No, she could. She sent her a text. She sent her a text. Oh yeah, yeah, she sent her a text.
Oh,
we talk about it. But doesn't that dynamic, Kitty Ayana, gives you vibe of that dynamic we had way before with Kitty and Stassi, when she's just following around and agreeing with everything she says.
Mm.
Yeah, mean girls vibe.
Mm.
Pickles in a jar.
Yes, sour. Sour AF.
Yeah.
I know that now. They're pickles in a jar. I feel, yeah, the smugness is really grinding my gears.
Same.
Yeah.
It's a bit the same. It's like always you get the same
like attitude
thing from both of them, especially from Katie. It's like, oh, I can't do that. It's just getting old.
So
and I hate to say it, but Vanderpump does kind of need to be done, I think.
Yeah, I think this is
unless they like completely revise.
I agree with you. But because, and then there's stuff like Katie is a hater. She's always been a hater. Since the beginning, she's always been a hater. Like, that's the vibe I get from her, like, all the time.
She's cold.
You know, like,
she's very cold.
She's really
emo.
Yeah, and that stuff. Like, you see, like, when she got that, we see that scene with that poor dude she's dating, and when the way she looks at him when he doesn't know what a penny is.
I mean, to be fair.
Well, to be fair, she doesn't know.
If you went on a date with somebody who thought that I was the source.
Well, I don't know. Like, I mean.
Yeah, come on.
He doesn't know. She doesn't need to give him that look. You give me that look on a date, I'm fucking leaving.
I'm sure
you're
giving me that.
No, never. Because I'm way smarter.
You don't know what penne is.
Well,
I'm cultured.
She doesn't know what penne is. Penne is not a noodle. Penne is a pasta. Okay? First of all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tomato is fun.
No.
She doesn't want another project's boyfriend.
Well, a pasta is like the dish.
No, a pasta is the actual. No,
the type of pasta.
Pasta carbonara is a dish. Carbonara pasta is a dish, but pasta and the carbonara is different. Like
the fettuccine pasta, pasta carbonara.
Okay, we said we wouldn't waffle on.
It's not about the waffle. It's about the pasta.
Okay? We're way off topic. Okay. So, okay, I mean, if we're going in chronological order, we don't really have to touch on this because what is there to touch on? But we have the Katie and Ariana lunch. Ugh, that was just filler again.
Yeah.
But also, actually, I found that, so Ariana says in this scene, she says, like, I'm not giving anyone an ultimatum and I'm not telling anyone what to do.
Yeah.
And it's like, well,
kind of well.
I feel like definitely are giving people an ultimatum because you're saying if you are friends with Tom, then I'm not going to be friends with you.
Mm.
Yeah.
That not? I mean, if you read between the lines,
definitely.
It's like don't be friends with him or else there'll be consequences.
You don't have to read from the lines. Clearly an ultimatum. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I get she's trying to protect her peace, but for her to say, like, for her to, like, just, like, easily say, like, she'll cut Sheena off, which obviously didn't say Sheena's name, but Katie said, will you cut people off if they're
friends? And Katie's just waiting for it. You can tell. She's so excited by it. She's like, I feel like she's really trying to bring Ariana down to a certain level where they can kind of like roll in the mud together.
Yeah.
But the fact that Ariana's she can so easily say that she would cut Sheena off just makes me question whether Ariana valued Sheena's friendship at all. Like, what was the Ariana and Sheena dynamic pre-Sandoval? Like, were they just like friends that would be like, hey, how are you? Like, or like reply to each other's or like comment on each other's Instagram stories. Like,
like,
I don't think they
Sheena,
like
they
hung
best
out.
Friends.
But I don't think they,
I
don't
I
see
think
it.
That's just tough. Like, they're not best friend, as in they've got a stronger feeling between each other. They're best friends because they are the longest friend. Like they've been knowing each other, you know? That's the stuff
Sheena
I get from
Sheena was
that.
On Ariana's side when everyone... I mean, but it's a friendship of convenience, I think,
yeah,
because
but,
when Ariana first came on the scene, Sheena was on the outs with all the girls, with Stassi, with Kristen,
yeah,
with Katie.
Yeah.
And so Ariana was her friend. It was her, like, friend in the group, her friend.
Okay,
Sheena.
But let's look at that. When that happened, like, Ariana lied to her about what happened with Tom.
True.
From the get-go,
true,
when she asked her, like,
yeah,
did anything happen between you and her? No, nothing happened between us. So, you know, I think that, yeah, they've got the longest friendship, probably not the best.
I mean, that just goes to Sheena's point that they're all not really...
How Sheena's
said that. And I think that gives more value to it because friendship breaks down and make up again and again on that show.
Mm.
And they've always been friends. But after, when you look at the, I want to say the power of their friendship, I don't think it's up there at all.
No, but that's what I'm saying. According to Sheena, she says that they were best friends. She also says that Tom and her were best friends.
Yeah.
But anyway, like Ariana saying that is, it just feels, it's like if you want to set boundaries, you can do that in another way that's like, okay, well, if you want to be friends with Tom, I just don't want you talking about him to me, you know, like I don't have to hear his name. But she can't, I don't think it's fair to ask somebody to cut like them out of that completely.
But it feels more that if you're friend with Tom, I don't want you to talk to him about me.
Yeah, okay, but either way, it's
but
doesn't seem
Oh, 100%
Yeah, but I mean, so Ariana was like, I don't want to be accessible to Tom. I get that side of it. Like, he weasel his way through someone else to get to her. But also, you're on a fucking reality TV show together. You're going to see each other.
And you live together.
You live together. You're going to be, like, face-to-face at the reunion. Like, come on.
Accessible, yeah.
Come on.
But as well, she's on the way out of the show. Like, if there's another season, I don't think she'll be there.
Yeah. So then we go to the gondola, which I think, and Pierre, you made note of this, that the biggest thing that happened on there was that Brock doesn't deny
Sheena
hitting Raquel.
Yeah.
When Brock and Sandoval kind of get into it, and he says,
oh, your girl put a restraining order on my wife. Yeah, well, she got punched in the face.
Yeah, and then he goes, oh, bro, come on, bro.
Yeah. It's so weird as well because Brock has had the outburst with Tom, which is fair, to be honest. Like, even if he goes, like, there were articles and they show the stuff, it's like a blog. Like, man, come on. Like, it's not the LA Times or whatever. It's not even TMZ that pulled that out. But
I did see that, though. I saw that.
He's got this outburst with him on Gondola, which I found was kind of... Yeah, he's just protecting his family. Because let's not forget, he's got a family. It's not just his partner or wife. He's like, they got a kid together. And after he goes there, tell to Sheena, oh, I just had a go at Tom and stuff. And right after he talked to Sheena, he goes back to Tom and he apologizes.
Yeah.
I'm like, hold on, which is it, man? Like, was your stuff completely justified in your eyes? Like, or did Sheena told you, like, oh, it's off script, right?
Like, oh, see, James, I really, I like, was grateful for Brock in this episode. I feel like he, like, kept the peace. He was, like, the voice of reason. He was more mature,
he got so weird.
Oh, that was so rough. We'll get to that.
Like, how do you be
so
does, I think he was a good addition, especially because we didn't really hear much from anyone else. It was the Sandoval Sheena Brock show with a bit of Lala sprinkled in
yeah.
there.
Yeah, James is awful
quiet
in there.
Didn't hear from him.
We got to be honest, he starts the day by chomping on those
chocolate.
Chocolate.
Yeah. Chomping.
He looked so high.
Oh my god, you have to put so high.
And then, so then we go to the boat.
Yes. The
looks so
boat.
Nice. I was like, I want to be on a boat in Lake Tahoe.
So beautiful.
Well, we got another one. Well, before we go to the boat, we got another amazing comment from Schwartz. Like, oh, there should be a slide from here to the lake. So, bro, that's 30 fucking feet away.
I agree. I would love to do a slide. I was like thinking about it. I was like, I would 1,000% do that.
Or like one of those
what do you call that?
What do you call them? The
flying fox thing.
Flying fox. Yeah, is that it? No, there's another name, but
flying
fox. Yeah, well, yeah, we got it. Like the high, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so then we go to
the boat.
The boat. Where Schwartz is trying his hardest to pick up this
shoe,
poor gal.
She looks embarrassed, yeah.
She's orkies, yeah, poor thing.
Yeah,
she's just taking it in. When Brock does that backflip off the top of the boat, I was like, oh my god, he's gonna hit the boat. He just looked like this chunk of meat jumping off, and it was just like
That was probably after that disgusting, like, can I get a shot of tequila with
Smirnoff?
We understood with Leia why that went on. At some point, you've got like just a pretty quick two-second snippet of Sheena taking a selfie with a Smirnoff ice while she is sober, right?
She's
sober.
She's in a partnership with them. Yeah.
She's endorsed by Smirnoff to promote their product.
Mm.
And Leia was like, that's why he asked for some Smirnoff on his tequila.
Or to take the edge off the tequila, maybe.
Yeah. With some smell.
Can you imagine? Like, tequila and
it
vodka
might actually
together.
Be okay. But no, he's not talking about straight vodka. He's talking about the Smirnoff little premixes.
Oh, the mixer.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's not, but it's still got vodka.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. It's a bit limey, so yeah.
And then, in between, interjected throughout the boat scene. Is we go back to the something about her where they're doing the interviews.
Brent,
the pickle guy.
Hope he's not holding his breath waiting to be hired.
Yeah.
Because Pierre, what's happening with the sandwich shop?
Well, it's still not open.
It's still, but it's completely all there.
Wow.
I want to get
too
a
much
magnet.
Shit on the patio.
I want to get a magnet just saying the fucking sandwich shop. It's still not open.
It's not open.
You have like a bubble head that says it.
You know what? And then just, I think the sandwich shop is never going to open.
Well, we saw those photos.
What?
Yeah, it's changed locations, I think. I still stand by the fact.
They can send me any fucking picture they want as soon as I don't have a picture of someone with a sandwich in their hand. That's
sandwich shop. No, this is what I mean. So the you know how they had it all set up and they had the awnings out in front of it and it's like set up. As it was in the intro,
like the yellow yellow and white stripe.
And now it's just all of that is gone.
Concrete.
It's just like that's not.
Which makes me think it's gone elsewhere.
That's when close to be open. They went backwards. But why would they open a sandwich shop anyway?
Okay. Anyway, let's not get into that. Every single.
Why you asked me?
I'm not
well, it's the stuff like so. They hire that guy, and they hire that a lady. I don't remember her name, Penny or whatever, to hire someone. Okay, well, we're gonna interview some people and stuff. When they arrive, Penny had some stuff ready for them that she gives them, like clipboard or whatever. And Ariana goes like, "Well, it's my shop. Like, I should be interviewing people and stuff." Well, you don't look like you can prepare to that stuff. What are you gonna ask them? Like.
Probably just
you know,
in her head, like she knows.
Yeah, but you know, and they're getting upset. Like you can see Katie is getting upset and stuff. It's like, well, you hired someone to do that job and you're not happy when they do the job? I don't get it.
It was funny when she just cut it. Ariana tried to ask the question. and just spoke over.
Well, I've got to be honest. If I was Ariana, I would be a bit pissed as well. But I would say something. I would be like, hey, sorry, can I run that one?
Anyway, so then we have the, like, Sheena calls then. And Sheena's clearly asking for approval from Ariana.
Yeah.
She's trying to get the green light, the go-ahead to open up the conversation with Sandoval.
Yeah.
And I think that she genuinely feels stuck. I think she genuinely is confused about where her loyalties lie. She's not confused about where her loyalties lie, but she's genuinely feels like she has to have Ariana's approval to even have a conversation with Sandoval that's not about him, what he's done to Ariana. To even hear him out, she feels like she's betraying Ariana. And that's because Ariana has made her feel like that. Like, she's definitely put her in that position.
When Sheena says, I can't keep hating him for you, I felt that. I was amazing.
I'm
so glad she said that.
Mm-hmm.
But you see their face, like Ariana's face and Kit's face, like, you know, like they look like they look down on her, like they don't respect her. So it's like, well, it's so fucking weak.
I think Ariana constantly kept on looking to Katie to see what she was feeling as well. I feel like Ariana at this time is very much reliant on what Katie's opinion is.
Do you
like, and she's almost like getting an okay from Katie, like, because Katie would look like that, and then Ariana's like,
So what are your thoughts on the comments that Katie made about Sheena on the after show, like calling Sheena a male sympathizer?
First of all, like,
and this it is now, like, right? Like, this is they're filming the after show recently. So,
first of all, like, using that term, it's like what I heard was like, Nate sympathizer. Like, there's the worst people in the world, like, sympathizing with them.
She didn't use the term Nazi.
She didn't. I'm telling you that to me, that's how it sounds. And that's the term, like, that's the sentence you would hear, like, enemy sympathizer or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, Katie is so far up her own ass, and like, she hates men for what
she is definitely for what, going through a man
for what Schwartz did to her, which, like, in the end, it was just it's one guy, okay? Like, she hates men. Plus, it's the stuff as well. Like, Sheena has, since the get go, always been saying, I'm a girl to get along with the boys. And she got so much shit about that for her.
I definitely think she is.
Yeah, she is. And she never hide it. Yeah. And, like, because she thinks that the dynamic with a group of male is easier than dynamic with a group of girls.
Exactly.
You know?
And I think in this show, she's had to be, she has had to go to the boys because they're the only ones that would have her back or listen to her or could stand her, really. But for a large part of this show.
And the show proved her right as well because, like, I feel that anything she tried to do, like, she's been supported by guys or girls. Remember the comment about wedding dress on her first on her first wedding.
She's tried to be on the team, on the
like,
team, and it's been
look at her second wedding when Katie still went up on the went to the wedding and sat there with a friend. I forgot her
Christina
name.
Christina Kelly.
So useless. Just to look at her and just like make fun of her and stuff. Like again, Katie, she's
always
a hater.
Mean girl vibes.
Like,
for sure.
Mean girl. The boys. We go back to the boat. Okay, so here we get into the Tom and Lala fight. It was going so well. It was set up for Tom to really, you know, I felt like he was open. He was getting along with everyone. Lala was being, she didn't come in all guns blazing as she normally does. Like, Lala was giving him an opportunity to really just say, you know, fuck, did I say that? I'm sorry. And what does he do? He reverts back to old Tom Sandoval and just absolutely shoots himself in the foot. I mean, it made for good TV, but it was what made for good TV was Lala walking away and then coming back. Walking away and coming back. I loved it. I was like, what is she going to say this time?
She's like, am I losing my mind? Am I losing my fucking goddamn mind? And there's like three cameramen, there's like seven cast members, a producer, the stew, the captain. I'm like, how are all these people fitting on this boat? And they're having to move around because Lala's like,
Lala's coming in and out.
But I just don't think someone as Delulu and brain scattered as Sandoval has even the slightest chance of winning an argument against Lala. Like, no chance. No fucking chance. And her question was so valid. Like, she said, when you could look me in my eyes and say, you need to be real, honest with your life, all of those things, all the while knowing you were doing what you guys were doing. Like, how could you look at me and say those things? And then he brings up the past from 7 years ago.
Yeah. It's a simple question, Tom.
For fuck's sake.
It's a simple fucking question. And all you have to do is say, like, read the fucking room. Look at the optics. You're the one who's such a big fan of optics. All you have to do is say, fuck, I'm sorry. You're right. I didn't realize at the time, you know, I was like caught up in my own world. Whatever. I'm sorry. I fucked up.
Yeah.
I didn't realize.
Yeah.
And he just has to come back in. And that's a Tom Sandoval tactic, is he deflects and deflects and deflects and tries to turn it around. And he's like, well, you were doing the same for 6 years.
Yeah. Like,
no, I wasn't. And that's not the fucking point here. Like, answer my question. I came to you with a fucking question first.
Yeah.
Don't deflect.
And it's like, you will not allow me to evolve. And I'm like, no shit, he won't allow you to evolve. And then in his confessional, which is clearly, you know, they film confessionals months later, he says, look, I did lie about a 7 month relationship. Lala lied for a few years of a six year relationship.
Semantics, Tom. Doesn't matter.
And then he's like, gotcha.
Boom,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Like, I think we can all call it a wash or something, he says. I was fuck, no,
you can't. I loved when Lala said, oh, Tom Sandoval don't approve. Thank God you don't. I was like,
yeah, ooh, I didn't catch that. That's well, good.
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
Well done. She, when she's on that level, watch out.
So good. That's why very first note this whole episode was Lala is back. I was like, yes.
Yeah. Oh,
she
was great.
Can fucking argue. I would be terrified
to go head to head with Lala.
My God.
That kind of Lala too. And Tom Schwartz was probably like jumped overboard at that stage. He's like, I've dealt with this and I'm not here.
He's like getting Stu's number.
Yeah. Him and Brocker are underneath doing tequila shots.
Yeah.
Captain
Bag. You know how Lala said to Sandoval, you isolate, you groom, you lie, like you look people in your face?
I don't groom.
Didn't like that. Really didn't like that.
He didn't like me. But I was.
It's because it really attacks his age. It makes him seem like a perverted degenerate. And I think that in his mind, he's very insecure about being a 40-year-old man, 42-year-old man. You know, I think. And that's the whole.
Yeah,
that's not why the short affair started. He felt like he was old and irrelevant, and she, you know, brought it back to spark, if you will.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the moment of the episode. Thank God for that.
Oh, thank God for that moment. Like, thank you, Lala. And then he like force hugs her. I was like, oh, get off her.
Yeah. I was so surprised she didn't push him away.
Yeah, that was
And
weird.
You know, the worst part is that if when she asked him that and he went like, you know what, you're right, and I'm really sorry. Because he would have hugged out here. And, like, everybody would have been, like, a bit like, oh, my God, is
Tom's
like,
evolving.
Yeah, we made a step there. Like, the progress, there's hope with it. Nah, let's just fuck it up.
Yeah. I felt as though the hug was needed, though. After all of that, I was a bit...
I don't know.
I needed it to come back down because I was got so heightened for a while. I feel like as a viewer, I just needed that. I felt like I was almost holding my breath throughout that whole argument.
I loved it.
And it kind of came out of left field because I was waiting for him to just own it. goes completely.
I'm really surprised she took that though.
And, I think that shows Lala's evolution.
Yeah, she's bettering herself.
So then they get back to the house
to grill and chill.
And
wait, what? Tom, what's grill and chill?
That was Schwartz's plan. He said that a few times. Like, we got a boat and we're just gonna come here and grill and chill.
What does that even mean? Like, grill and chill.
It means doing a barbecue and
chill.
But it's like I feel that Tom Schwartz, he just throws some stuff like this sometimes to be like, hey, I'm still cool, guys.
Why didn't he
My lips is okay. My lip is okay.
Why didn't the stew come back?
Yeah, she's like, no,
I would have. No. No way I get on camera with those people. Absolutely not.
Okay, moving on. What's next?
The Sheena and Lala chat. Where? So this is after the photo's been taken and the photos come out online of Sheena standing next to Sandoval, and Sheena's everybody hates me now. And Lala goes, I thought this was so cool. Lala says to Sheena, because Sheena is everywhere, it's everywhere, everyone's hating me. Lala says, where is it everywhere? Like, are you searching for it? Sheena's like, no, I'm just looking in my mentions. And Lala's like, that's searching for it. What do you mean you're looking in your mentions?
It's like, who looks in their mentions?
Yeah. Looks at their mentions?
But Sheena replies to a lot of kind of posts, though.
That doesn't surprise me.
No, yeah, but like a lot. With the social on a media sweet and sour post, she replies to a lot of people. Well,
and then she reveals that she really wanted the dance team with Sakari and Ariana. I think that's why Sheena's upset. She's not really angry at Brock. She's not really that angry at Sandoval. She's really angry at Ariana for taking the Dancing with the Stars position, and she cannot say it because she can't hate on Ariana.
But you see, that's the really worst thing out, because I think it's on the sneak peek after that episode when she sits with Lisa and she says, I took dance class.
I took dance.
In case that wasn't me. And I was like, what the fuck? Why would you be on Dancing with the Star?
Like is why? It? It must be a big thing in America, because the one in Australia is really shit. Okay,
I don't watch it at all. But like, is there really TV people on that?
It's like
it's big, and it's like it's people from everywhere.
No, I mean, if it's big,
Lisa like, was on.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Lisa was like, when I was so on,
that's right.
But actually, did you say that? So I was on.
Surely after this episode, Sheena's going to be on Dancing with the Stars. Like, people campaign, let's get a petition going.
Imagine if Lala gets her
on. Oh, Lala would be great.
She would have a full
on. No, she can get her. She's pregnant. She can dance.
Okay. Yeah.
It's dangerous for the baby.
Yeah, true.
It's grueling. Okay. It's very grueling 100%. Schedule and commitment.
Oh, poor Sheesh. She just wants to go on DWTS.
And I could see that she would have had it, like, on her vision board. Brock and her would have had it on the calendar, like, dance practice. It's coming in, I'm manifesting it. And then
so cute.
Lo and behold, Ariana takes it. He manifested for Ariana.
Can you imagine if she gets on Dancing with the Stars and she's like, can I dance on Good As Gold?
That would be so good.
She's like, can I just not have a moment where something is about me? My wedding wasn't about me. My birthday's never about me.
Are you? She's living another reality because I don't know.
Her and Sandoval.
It's
are
all
the same
about her
universe.
And I hope she sees that when she watches.
It's
this
all about her, but it's only her that makes it about her.
You're right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not as if everybody else. Like, she feels. I think she really feels like she's the only one.
Mm-hmm.
Who has her own back. Like, she's the only one that will make it about her, and she doesn't want that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody wants that, you know. You don't want to have to plan your own surprise party.
Yeah.
You want somebody else to do it all the work, and then you come in surprised.
Yeah.
She's not getting that.
That's my husband.
Yeah. That. My husband is out playing golf.
So what's the next episode? Do you reckon, is that the beach? The beach day?
What's the sneak peek? We see her and Lisa. Yeah. So we don't see that yet, but I feel like it's coming.
What?
Right. The beach day. Oh, okay. I mean, it has to be because that hasn't happened. But I think that it's, we'll get back from Tahoe. We have to see a little bit more of a whole group interaction.
Yeah.
This Joe. We see Joe.
Oh, that's right. We see awkward Joe.
Gets on that chat with Schwartz. Yeah.
Yeah, they're like having a beer at a bar.
Yeah.
And they're both wearing hideous outfits.
Schwartz is, he's definitely lost his curiosity even if it's been sober now. He's just pulling back on the wagon.
Yeah, well. I saw what it was. Not fun.
It's not for me. All right. Do we want to do our order of best?
Yes.
Rank our order of best. Okay. So this is a new little segment that we're introducing to the potty, where we rank our favorite cast members. Well, it's not our favorite. What is it? Like our best.
Yeah.
Most
favorite to least favorite.
To least favorite for from that episode.
Yeah. Now, not in general.
Can we do most hated and least hated?
Least hated? Well, if that's how you want to telegraph them.
For me,
it's like who's the most entertaining kind of.
Okay.
Okay, so Shina, or you like, go. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go. So do you want me to go through my whole list?
Yeah.
No.
Just say my
you
top.
Pick the best, you pick the best, mm-hmm. and you pick the worst.
Oh, okay.
One.
Okay.
We don't have time to go through.
To go through all. Okay. Okay, so my favorite this episode was Lala, 100%. Loved her. She was my favorite.
Agreed. Yeah.
Least favorite sound of all, obviously.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm. Go.
Okay.
You go.
I had Lala as well, favorite. And then least favorite, James. In this episode, I felt like he just brought nothing.
Yeah, you're right.
Nothing.
He was my second.
I barely even heard of him.
Yeah.
So favorite for me was Lala as well.
She was there great.
She carried.
We see her bros and stuff. So I think it was great. Least favorite, Katie.
No surprises there.
Can't stand her. Talking about Lala, actually, that scene on the boat after she had the big argument and how she goes at Ali, and Ali is like, you know, she's just like telling her what, and Ali's like,
has a go at Ali.
No, she doesn't have a go at Ali, but she just like talk about, like, you know, when she's going back and forth, like, and she just explained the situation to Ali, and Ali looks kind of terrified, your nails are way too close. Like, but anyway, Lala was great at the episode. Kitty was just
loved her. I hope we get like that energy carried through to the end.
Because it doesn't feel like, you know, in previous seasons where we've seen Lala go off at Sabre Kel, and you kind of feel like she was just almost projecting her own insecurities onto Raquel. And it just felt mean-spirited and a bit of a bully. Whereas this, it feels like
legit.
It's absolutely called for. And everything that she said was just on point. It was spicy. It really hit home.
And she wasn't rude.
No, she wasn't rude. She was
like, she was loud. Yeah. She was
in your face.
Yeah, a bit aggressive, but not aggressive, more like efficient.
Passionate. She was passionate.
Yeah, passionate. Yeah, that's a
good articulate.
Yeah.
Very articulate.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Which I think because she's the most clear-headed, right? She's sober. So, like, she is just, she's on. She's sharp.
Cool. So that's our recap for episode 6. Thanks for joining in. Thanks for listening. Hope
we didn't waffle on too much.
We're trying to get across. See you next week.
We're passionate. We are passionate. I'm sure see people week, listen guys. To us on like 1.5 to 2 speed anyway, so like probably. It's fine.
Yeah. Like Raquel.
Although Pierre, your voice would be super fast on higher speed.
Yeah. Well, you know, I get used to it.
All right, thanks. All right,
thanks guys.
Love you. See you later. Bye. Bye.